Welcome to the Wisconsin Music Podcast.
Welcome to Wisconsin Music Podcast. This week we have Rob Marnakoff of the Into the Music Podcast. This is based in Wisconsin. I'm thrilled to have Rob, the mastermind behind the captivating Wisconsin-based podcast. Rob's podcast, Into the Music, is more than just a platform for local artists. It's a celebration of music talent and journey into the heart of Wisconsin, the vibrant music scene, and beyond. So, Rob, welcome to the Wisconsin Music Podcast.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Me and Rob are actually going to do a cross podcast here where I'm going to interview him, and then he's going to have an episode coming out very soon, or probably before this one, interviewing me and the Wisconsin Music Podcast. But this one's all about Rob and his podcast. So Rob, why don't you let the listeners get an idea of how music entered your life? What was your music origin story?
Music origin story was the earliest that I can remember was maybe 2-3 years old. My folks routinely played Johnny Cash and Glen Campbell albums in the house. And I glommed on to Johnny Cash like immediately. That's my earliest. And then aside from that, a lot of Christmas music. And from there, you know, it was basically, you know, I would find new stuff to listen to over the course of my life. And some of that included like the Jackson 5, Kiss, Cheap Trick, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, Prince, The Monkees, Pink Floyd. Yeah, I mean, all over the map.
Right, right, which is great, which is very, very great.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, as we can see in the video here, you have a piano behind you, so obviously you also play music as well. So kind of tell us a little bit about your life as a piano player.
Well, I'm not actually a piano player. That's there more to embellish. Okay. Every now and then, I like to sit down and record, and just for my own fun. And so I use the keyboard here to embellish what I do. And
okay.
If you heard me play, you would probably run. But I am more of a guitarist and bassist.
Okay.
I do a little writing on the side, and so it's just something that I do for myself. I don't perform. I used to perform back in the late 90s, early 2000s, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat where I was in a band in the late 90s and through the first decade of the 2000s, and then life got busy and things, you know, happen. So I kind of get an idea of how that is. Into the Music. Now, I mean, I know because you kind of sent me your bio and information, but for the listeners, kind of give them where the name came from and the reason behind your podcast. Why did you start hosting and producing it?
Sure. Well, the name itself, Into the Music, is actually, it was grabbed from the Van Morrison album of the same name. And so it was just something that, you know, it just described the show. Get into the music. The show itself was actually originated in early 2023 at a guitar shop in Green Bay, and it was there for a half a year. And then I offered to take it over outright. And so since late July of last year, Into the Music has been my baby. And the whole thing behind it is just what the name says. Into the Music. We're talking with artists about, and it's primarily the bread and butter here is the Northeast Wisconsin music scene. So we're talking Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, you know, as far east as the Lakeshore and as far west as, say, Wausau.
Okay. So,
but yeah, we've got such a rich music scene here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
And it's just with the Mile of Music Festival that has been going on over the last decade, there's been a real turnabout here and lots of original music coming out of here. And it is some of the best stuff that I've heard.
Nice, nice. So why don't we give the listeners some examples like who you've interviewed and that you found that, not that these are the you know, the top, but just ones that are memorable off the top of your head right now that people can go and take a listen to.
Sure. Well, I think a very recent one that people would be really interested in is I interviewed Dave Willems, who is the creator of the Mile of Music, and he gives the whole lowdown on what Mile is all about and when it is and kind of the ins and outs of the whole festival. Some others that I've really enjoyed interviewing are, for example, Jay Stulo, who is one of the best blues guitarists in the state, hands down. You know, he is one of my favorite guitarists, and I've got, there's a lot of big names on my list, but Jay just blows me away.
Yeah.
Kurt Gunn, Brad Bordini, Amelia Ford, who won Album of the Year last year at the Whammy Awards.
Yep.
So not only do I have a lot of the local artists on the show, but a couple of bigger names that I've interviewed are Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets.
Okay.
And I've interviewed the Surfaris. So that would be Bob Berryhill, who is the sole remaining original Surfari. So that was a treat. I'm into surf music, something fierce, and be able to interview somebody like Bob Berryhill,
yeah,
who co-wrote Wipeout, was a real thrill for me.
I bet. Yeah. There are so many great musicians out there, and a lot of people overlook Wisconsin for some reason, but we're hunkered down here in the winter sometimes for months on end with nothing to do really except to practice and hone our talents and try to get out there once the weather breaks and really try to go out there and perform for people. And I think we're just like a hidden gem out here in Wisconsin. I think there's a lot of great musicians out here that people should start being looking into.
Yeah. You know, it's not just the northeast part of the state.
No.
That's what I concentrate on.
Right.
But boy, Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire has got a real thriving scene as well. You know, so, you know, the whole state really, it is thriving, like you said. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful to hear what all is being produced. And I think anybody who maybe has gone to vote for this year's Whammy Awards and have heard some of the nominees, boy, I mean, you talk about ear candy.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing how much great live music and recorded music is available. And each year it just seems like they keep upping the bar of what is out there for people to listen to and nominate for the great musicians out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned influenced by, like, in some of the stuff that I've read from you, like the old Rockline show and incorporating elements of other content creators. How are you balancing the homage between the influences and still maintaining like a unique voice in your podcast?
Well, basically, and this is something that I've discussed with Andy McNamara of Fox City's Core, which you can hear on Code Zero Radio, but he and I were both, we were talking about it, and this is like, yeah, Rockline, you remember that? Yeah, back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I take from Rockline is their focus on music. You know, they didn't really get outside too much of that. You know, there was maybe a little bit of small chit chat with the artist that they would interview, but for the most part, it was just so music centric. And so that's what I take from that. As far as what I take from other content creators, it's just basically lessons in delivery. You know, how can I make the most entertaining podcast, you know, and have it something that people really want to listen to, you know? So, you know, I really take the time to put in for research, try to find some angles that maybe other people aren't going to be asking questions from. But being a musician, I think, really helps because it helps me to dial in on what they're actually doing in their recordings or their performances. And I'm able to kind of get into the music.
Producers and beat makers of Milwaukee, it is time for the 2024 Big Beat MKE Beat Battle Tournament, taking Jackalope Lounge at the Wicked Hop in Milwaukee's Third Ward on Thursday nights between April 25th and June 13th. Producers are going to go head-to-head in 3 1-minute rounds to determine who is going to move on to the next round of the tournament with some amazing prizes from some great sponsors. Don't forget that you can submit your beats today at breakingandentering.net through March 31st.
The last episode you did with 7,000 Apart, and his name is escaping me right now.
Michael Grabner.
Yes, Michael Grabner. So what were some of the things that you did some research on to find some different angles to approach that interview with those two groups?
Yeah, for like 7,000 Apart, they are an international group because John Crisine is from Green Bay, mm-hmm. and Amelie Iding, his wife, is from Stockholm, Sweden. And so they split time between the two places. So that brings up, you know, a multitude of different angles that we can talk about, you know, because songwriting over there, songwriting and recording is basically king over there. Whereas over here, it tends to be more live performance oriented. So we're able to talk about how they approach those things in each location, you know.
Nice.
For Michael Grabner, he is just one of the best songwriters in this area. Guy kills me. And on top of that, he's probably one of the best fingerstyle acoustic guitarists in the area.
Yeah.
And so, you know, given his backstory, which you can hear on an earlier episode of the show,
right.
you know, he's had some struggles in his life. So what, you know, we've talked about with him is, you know, how did music play a part in him bouncing back? You know, the music isn't separate from who he is.
No.
And basically, he's got such a great story, and I would encourage listeners, go back and listen to the three previous shows I did with him, the previous show I did with 7,000 Apart. All, I mean, like I say, the artists around here, I mean, we've got so many great ones, and I keep adding, you know, to the list. It's
right.
It's almost hard to determine who I want to have on next, because it's just right. like, you know, this one's good. No, this one's good. This one's good. So.
Well, that's great. You know, it's, I mean, I think we have a plethora of musicians we can choose from and, you know, try to grab their ear and say, you know, come and talk to the listeners. And so you can, you know, for me, it's, this is like a soapbox for anyone that comes on here. They can come and tell their story. They can, you know, show people a different side of themselves that they don't usually show on the stage. Now, going with that, have you gone out and seen any of the people that you have interviewed play live?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a believer in supporting the local scene. Now, that wasn't so much the case prior to last year. I'm actually quite a newbie to the scene, but my wife and I, we love going out now and checking out the different acts, getting to know them on a personal level. And that has been a reward in and of itself. And learning the different venues in the area, we've got so many good venues up here, you know. But again, the whole state kind of, it's reflective of what's going on in the whole state musically. But it's been a learning experience, but it's been a real treat.
With the short amount of time that you've gone out and done this, have you seen any like positives or struggles in your local scene that you'd like to bring up?
Well, there's always going to be, you know, the pluses and minuses there. You know, I think the biggest plus here is just the boom of original music that's being produced. And when you've got quality studios, you know, we've got Rock Garden Studio here in Appleton that's owned by Mark Goldie. We've got Hinnendale Studios up in Green Bay with Jeff Hinnendale, both of whom I've interviewed for the show. And, you know, and we've got Honeytone Studio down in, I think, Neenah, and all these great studios. So I think that's a big plus, because it says this area and the artists here want to churn out quality stuff. As far as the minuses are concerned, you know, it's still it's a growing movement. I think, boy, it's really hard for me to say. Being such a newbie, I you know, there are some things where I think some artists, you know, have confided in me, and I don't feel at liberty.
No, that's totally much. Fine. Yeah, that's totally fine.
But, you know, there's nothing's perfect.
No,
but,
of course not.
But I tell you, it's such a good environment around here that I think one of the biggest plus I think that we have up here is that most of the artists have each other's back. And they're fans of each other.
Yes.
You go to just about any gig and, you know, it's hard not to attend a gig and see other artists there, because they're simply just fans. They're mm-hmm. friends. They're,
right.
There's very little in the way of competition. You know, it's let's support each other.
Right. Exactly. And I hope that us as content creators helping out these musicians, I hope that kind of is the same feeling, where we're not competing with each other. We're out here just trying to help these musicians and the music scene of Wisconsin and beyond just to grow as much as it can.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. I mean, there's so much great stuff out there right now between podcasts and like yours and mine. There's radio stations like WCZR, Code Zero Radio. They're a streaming radio station, but yes, they are so good. We got 91.1 The Avenue up here in Appleton, who really, besides the bigger artists, they do such a good job mixing in the local artists in their playlists. Let's see, they've got and two, they put on a monthly show at August Haven, an upscale furniture place here, okay, owned by WGNR. So they put it on in conjunction with each other, and it's to support the local scene. It nice. Is so cool. You know, down in Madison, we got Max Inc. Radio. Terry Barr is doing a yes. fantastic job.
Yes.
You know, so there are, and I need to give a shout out to again to Andy McNamara, because folks, check out Fox City's Core Saturday mornings. You can check it out also. He has all his interviews videoed and they're on YouTube. John Jordan here at WAPL has Saturday mornings. He's got a show called Homebrewed. So there is so much support for local bands, local artists. It's yes. so wonderful.
We just have to make sure that stays strong, or do our best to help keep that strong, and keep telling musicians out there, go and talk to these radio stations that do these, you know, these homebrews or local lives or whatever they want to call their support shows for the local artists, and keep telling people to call into the radio stations, tell them they want to hear these local bands, because that's how this helps grow the scene here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And, you know, I don't know how things go, especially with the more corporately owned stations and right. stuff, but there are still indie stations that are doing a heck of a job in supporting their local artists. And I hope that maintains.
I do too. I do too. And I mean, we just have to keep pushing. And I mean, the Royal, we have to keep pushing and trying to make people understand that there is great music here in Wisconsin. And we're just out here trying to help as much as we can, because like I said, we're like this hidden jewel of great musicianship, and we just need people to know about it.
Right. And I think, you know, when I listen to your show, when I listen to the various outlets that we just talked about, it really becomes a thing from the heart. You know, you don't get into this to make money. You get into this because you love it.
Right.
And exactly. So, and you love the people that you're trying to get exposed. And what I think is so cool, especially about, you know, podcasts, but even with the indie stations and stuff and the way that everything is streamed nowadays, is that, you know, I look at my stats and I see people are listening in Australia. I see them listening in Japan,
yep,
Africa, South America. It's incredible.
It is. Yes.
The locations where people are listening to our podcasts. And in turn, now we've got these artists that are so deserving of getting heard. They're getting heard all over the world, literally.
Right, exactly. Yeah, same thing. I look at my stats. I'm like, Singapore, Taiwan, Australia, Hawaii, Alaska, all over the globe, Russia sometimes even. It's just like, this is so cool. I couldn't imagine this like 20, 30 years ago, like people listening to something that you or I or similar people have put up on this thing called the internet now.
Right.
You know, because 30 years ago, this was hardly ever thought of, you know, mainstream, and now we can connect with people halfway across the globe in no time. It's just great that we can share these things with the world and showing our little corner of the world with the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I ask, usually I have musicians on here who are in a band and trying to promote their music and everything, and here you're, you know, telling people about this great podcast you have. So how do you balance, like, your home life with getting this done with, you know, all the research you have to do and then taking time to interview people? And, you know, I see now you're going down to one episode a week. So you were doing multiple episodes a week. Was I reading that correctly?
You were. Up until last week, actually, I was publishing two episodes a week, which really, that for a solo act, that is basically a full-time job.
Yes,
right. And because it's not just putting on a podcast, for listeners that, you know, aren't familiar with it, you know, I used to work at McDonald's back in high school, and I remember a team meeting that we had where the head manager said, you know, here's the thing, is that we all know what happens, you know, here in, you know, that what we need to do, you know, to make McDonald's McDonald's. Now, and by the way, I'm not promoting McDonald's here. But when the typical customer comes in, they get to see, they get the sheen, they get the shine, they get, you know, the finished product.
Right.
And that's the same with podcasts. You know, you're listening to the finished product, but what goes on behind the scenes in the way of, you know, making contacts, networking, you know, doing the research, developing the show itself, doing the interview, editing that interview, finalizing what that is going to sound like, putting together thumbnails if that's part of the thing. So, you know, how are your Photoshop skills? Are you creating something that's going to be not only audibly pleasant, but is it going to, you know, also, visually, you know, when somebody looks at that, are they going to be attracted to that thumbnail?
Right.
You know, and then there's social media. There is the contacts through email and what have you. There's promotion. There's, you know, there's a whole lot going on. So,
yes,
you know, it's doing two shows a week. Yeah. And I had my wife speak into this, and a few of the people that I've gotten to know in the scene up here have also spoken into it. And they could see I was getting beat down, and they said, you know, if you're going to keep doing a quality show, you should dial it back. And so, yeah, taking their advice, and already I can feel a difference.
Good. Yeah. I mean, for me, being, you know, all the things that I do, teaching in music is my main gig at the high school, and then doing this and some other things, it's just like, I have to have time for myself. Otherwise, I'm going to get burnt out, and I don't want to then I won't want to do it anymore. And then what was the point of starting this when I started it? So,
right,
you know, you have to find the right balance, because if you don't, it's going to be a lot of energy wasted on something that you really wanted to do and found out that you put so much of yourself into it that you just get burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Saying that your wife spoke of that onto this as well. So obviously she was a big influence on you, telling you to step back, take a deep breath, and let's just balance this out a little bit better.
Yep.
It's good to have those people in our lives. That's for sure. No matter what you're doing.
Yep.
Is there anything that you wanted to talk about before we put the last couple questions towards you?
You know, not really, you know, other than, you know, I listened to your show and, you know, there's a lot of similarities between our two shows. And, you know, and I think that's a great thing. You really have, I think, your finger on the pulse of more the statewide scene. Mm-hmm. And I'm really appreciative of that. And I would really hope that people would go back, you know, if they're only looking for to listen to some favorites or people that they're familiar or artists that they're familiar with, excuse me, I would really encourage them listen to some of the shows of artists that you don't recognize the name. This is how discoveries are made.
Right. And, exactly.
And I have been so rewarded by, you know, I would hear names dropped here and there and stuff. And I would just like, okay, what's the buzz about this person? Or, you know, what did Zach see in this person to have him on the show?
Right.
And so that, you know, I think is such a, that's a tremendous thing when you can make those discoveries, find new music that you're going to enjoy, these artists, you know, it's a great process.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, I reach out to people or they reach out to me, you know, I put up, you know, on Facebook or whatever, looking for more guests, you know, sign up. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how you do yours, but usually I get like, every time I put that up, I get like between 5 and 7 or 8 artists that contact me and say, yeah, we'd love to be on, which is great. So how does your process work?
Well, it's multifaceted. On my website, which is in the number 2themusic.com, I've got an artist inquiry form that they can fill out, and it's under the contact us link. And then if I'm out at a gig and I hear somebody that I haven't interviewed before, I will approach them at the gig and say, hey, I'd love to have you on my show. You know, other times I reach out via email, you know, I'll go and check out somebody's site, you know, get their EPK, listen to their tracks and stuff. I did that with the Resonators out of Milwaukee and very impressed with them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, interviews come my way any number of ways.
Wonderful. Yeah. It's just like, it's like a networking thing. You're reaching out towards them and they reach out towards, you know, their us content creators. And we have this community trying to work with each other to basically, like I say, to amplify what's going on here in Wisconsin musically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What has been one of your major influences musically? And why?
Oh, boy. Quite honestly, that is such a hard question for me, because I grew up in a family of 5 boys, and I was the only one really musically inclined. But, you know, it was basically, I think I've probably glommed from just about every genre and artist that I've gotten into. These days, I think it's more the surf genre. I love surf music. I love playing it. I've been in a surf band. I love writing surf music. I record surf music. So right now, that one, I think, is pretty prominent with me.
Awesome. Well, Rob, thank you so much for being on the Wisconsin Music Podcast. It was great hearing from another podcaster here in Wisconsin doing, helping support the music scene here just as I am and others. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, thank you for having me. But, you know, this is only half of it, though,
right?
Because now we're going to turn the tables.
Oh, shoot.
And I am going to be interviewing you for Into the Music here.
Right.
So
exactly
what we're going to do. And I can tell you that the episode of Into the Music, if you're a regular listener of Zach's, the episode of Into the Music, where I'll be interviewing him, will be published a week from today. We're at Wednesday the 3rd. So next week, the 10th.
The 10th.
The show will be published. You can watch for it on my website, in2themusic.com, or I'm on Facebook, Instagram. So check out Into the Music. And thank you again, Zach, for having me on. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you being on here, and I'll put all your details in the show notes as well so people can go and click on your links and go and listen to all the great interviews that you have done for the last, how long have you been doing this again?
Well, since last July.
Since last July, so almost a year. So awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to turn this off, and we're going to flip it over to Rob and Into the Music. So check that interview out, and thanks for listening. Thanks, everybody. Well, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Wisconsin Music Podcast. Once again, I'm Zach Fell, your host and creator of the Wisconsin Music Podcast, where I love to amplify the great sounds coming out of the Wisconsin state. We have great talent here, great support, great listeners. Thanks to Fox City's Indie Radio for syndicating this on Thursdays and Sundays, along with their other great programming. So make sure you check out the Fox City's Indie Radio. Thanks so much to Rob from Into the Music Podcast for doing this crossover podcast with me. I had such a great time talking with him and doing the interview with him and him doing the interview with me. I think this is such a great thing to help our Wisconsin musicians get even more recognition, and hopefully you learned a lot. And go and check out his episodes on Into the Music and check out some of the early episodes of Wisconsin Music Podcast. If you'd like to be on the show, just go to wisconsinmusicpodcast.com, fill out the guest request form up at the top, ask for your email and your name, and then I'll send you an auto email asking you for more information. If you are enjoying these episodes, please consider donating to the Wisconsin Music Podcast. Donations help pay for the website and putting the podcast up on streaming services, and also getting our name out there to all Wisconsinites and others that are interested in our great music here in Wisconsin. Donations are secured through PayPal and Stripe. All you have to do is go to the website and click on Donate to WMP. You can also head over to our Instagram and Facebook pages and like us there. Leave some comments. Also go to the podcast review section of your podcast player and leave a 5-star review. It would be great. You can also head over to YouTube and watch the interviews and leave comments there as well. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time.